This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3014 for Thursday, the 20th of February 2020. Today's show is entitled, A Headless Raspberry Pi Streaming Radio. It is hosted by John Culp, and is about 18 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I use a Raspberry Pi to make a streaming radio device for my pillow speaker.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey everybody, this is John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana, and I'm going to talk to you today about a recent project that I've done that I'm very, very happy with, and it has to do with a Raspberry Pi, and I know a lot of HPR people use Raspberry Pis for all kinds of different things, so hopefully this will be of some interest. This morning, I'm at the office. I finally got a little bit of time to do this. Actually, what I'm doing is I'm procrastinating because what I should be doing is grading the exams that I gave yesterday in my music history class, but I don't want to do that yet. So I'm here on a Saturday morning recording an HPR episode before I try to do a little bit of grading. I don't think the students really expect to have the grades posted until Monday anyway, so I've got a little bit of time. So to start off with, I'll talk about the issue that I want to address. And that is, for years and years, I've liked to have some kind of music or audio going while I sleep at night. And when I was in, I don't know, high school, college, what I would do is if I had a bedroom to myself, I would just turn on the stereo and play either tapes on loop or the radio or something. And after I got married, I had a spouse who does not like to have anything going in the bedroom at night, you know, any kind of audio. She doesn't like that. And so what I found at one point, a device called a pillow speaker that somebody was marketing, and I bought it, and it's just a stereo mini plug on one end that goes into a couple of speakers enclosed in cloth. It was stereo, and it would just slide under your pillow, and you could lie down on your pillow, and you could hear it, but your partner in the room could not. And that worked very well, and it worked. I used that for quite a long time, and then it broke. Wiring got moved around one too many times, and it stopped working right. So after that, what I did was I just took pairs of headphones that had stopped working in one side, and I would just use those. I stuff a head, like a little earbud or something, under the pillow, and that would supply me with the audio. And, you know, it's not great sound, but it's just enough where it will help me go to sleep. Or if I find myself with insomnia during the night, I can lie there and listen for a while and be somewhat entertained and hopefully go back to sleep sometime after that. So what I'm using the Raspberry Pi for is to give an audio source. Now, for the longest time, what I used was, first I started out with a clock radio that had a headphone output jack. And I would just listen to either AM or FM radio, whatever station I wanted to listen to. I would just turn the radio on and it would go through the earbud that I had under my speaker. I went through a couple of clock radios. The last one was a Memorex device that had stereo output, and it was okay, but I got where I didn't like it because the way it was constructed was, it was out of some kind of like soft, rubbery kind of plastic on the surface, and it got real tacky and sticky, so I didn't like touching it anymore, so I gave it to Goodwill. And so since then, I haven't had anything. For a while, I would use my phone to stream some kind of audio source. Like my favorite is ESPN Radio. ESPN is the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network. Goes back all the way to the late 70s, and it's a sports thing. And now it mostly has sports talk, or sometimes it'll stream play-by-play action for live sporting events and stuff like that. Excuse me. Sorry about that. The problem with using my phone was that in the morning when I got up, I would grab my phone to put in my pocket, and I would pull out the plug, forgetting that I needed to stop the radio before I did so, or else the radio would just keep playing over the speaker, and that would wake up my wife, and she'd be unhappy with me. And so I wanted a standalone device to stream the radio. And so for a while, then I used these little portable radios that I've got, little Sony Walkman AM/FM radios. And they work okay, but again, you can only use over-the-air radio. And they run on batteries, and so I'd constantly have to recharge these rechargeable either AAA or AA batteries, depending on which radio I was using. And so I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool if I could just set up one of my spare Raspberry Pis, of which I had three. There were three Raspberry Pis just sitting in a box doing nothing. I should set one of those up to be a device to stream radio. And it would have happened a lot sooner if I'd been able to find the right URL for the radio stream that I wanted, which was ESPN Radio. It used to be not that hard to get that. Back in, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, it seemed like they would just publish the URL for the MP3 feed, and you could use any number of things to stream it. But nowadays, you can stream ESPN Radio just fine on their website, but they bury the URL somewhere deep in some kind of script, and it's really hard to get to. I recently decided to give it another go, and I found the URL by using a little helper app on the Firefox browser. There's an extension called Video Download Helper, and most people use it to find the address of videos so that they can download them and view them offline. But it also works to find the URL of just about any media that's playing on the page. And so when I went to the ESPN Radio playback website, I think it actually redirected to TuneIn, and played the station, and then I clicked on the little Video Download Helper icon and followed the little menu links to find a URL that it told me was the URL for the audio that was playing. And then I found when I went to a command line and typed in CVLC, that's the command line VLC version, followed by that URL, it actually played the same radio stream. And so that was like the missing piece I needed to be able to set up a headless Raspberry Pi next to my bed and have it play ESPN Radio for me. So I guess a little bit about the hardware. I'm using a Raspberry Pi Model 2, Raspberry Pi 2 Model B. So I believe it's the one that's got 1 gigabyte of RAM and a slightly better processor than the original Raspberry Pi had. The other two Pis that I have were the earlier one with only 512 megabytes of RAM. And when I've used the Raspberry Pi before for various applications, I'd always put Raspbian on it, but this time I decided to try Ubuntu Server. And so that actually went really smoothly. There's a page on, I don't know, the Ubuntu website or somewhere, or maybe some, I forget where I got the instructions, but it's very, very easy to get the Ubuntu Server onto your Raspberry Pi and get it running. I had to do a couple of things to get the Wi-Fi working. I use a little Wi-Fi adapter called, let's see, it's a Panda Wireless USB Wi-Fi adapter. I think it was one of those ones that the one of like Adafruit Industries or someone like that recommended for use with the Raspberry Pi. It was maybe $10 or $12. And I found a webpage somewhere where somebody gives you the code that you need to put in the /etc/interfaces configuration file, and then also in the WPA supplicant configuration to make it automatically connect to your Wi-Fi network. And that was also very easily done. What else? I did not use the default audio output on the Raspberry Pi. It does actually have a 3.5 millimeter output socket, but I use a USB audio interface that was also maybe $8 to $10, and I've got a link to that in the show notes to show which one I use. Because it seems like, at least with the original Raspberry Pi, the audio quality was very uneven. Sometimes it was just straight up terrible, and other times it was okay. But with this very cheap USB audio interface, the audio sounds great. And so I set up the Raspberry Pi to connect automatically to my Wi-Fi network when it's turned on. And then once I found the URL for the radio feed that I wanted, I would save that in a script in my home bin, so that my home binary folder, and make sure that that folder is in the path for my user. And the player that I use is not, I mentioned CVLC for testing the audio URL, and that worked fine, but I wanted something that did not pull in a bunch of dependencies the way VLC does when you try to install it, because I really wanted no graphical interface to be installed on the Raspberry Pi. And so what I used instead is a package called MPG123. And that is an excellent little command line player that can play any kind of audio file, and it can also play audio streams. And so I see that the command that I put in the show notes here is MPG123-pulse. And I must have also had to install Pulse Audio in order to make things work correctly. I forget exactly what was not working before I installed Pulse, but anyway, Pulse doesn't pull in too many packages, and it all worked fine. I didn't want to get the system too bloated because I was using only a 4 gigabyte SD card to run for the whole thing. So the command to play the audio stream is MPG123-pulse space dash Q, that's the quiet flag, and then a space, and that's followed by the URL for the feed. And then I put another space and an ampersand so that it will run this in the background and go back to the command prompt. And that worked just fine. So once I had gotten it where I could make the Raspberry Pi play the stream I wanted, I saved those audio, the stream playback commands into little scripts, just very, very like one-line bash scripts, with the name of the radio feed that I wanted. So this one is called ESPN. And when I type ESPN, it runs that command. So I'm going to do it right now just from my laptop. This is not from the Raspberry Pi. That's at home. I'm in my office right now, but this does the same thing. So I type ESPN, press enter.
Deal a game or two to get to another round.
We mentioned Bobby Marks, front office insider.
And you can hear there the guys, talking heads, talking about sports.
The goaltend that cost Portland at least an opportunity to beat.
Okay, and then at least when I'm on my laptop, I can do Control-C to get out of it. Or if it was running in the background, the way I stop it is pkill space MPG, and that will kill whatever process is associated with MPG. There's also the local public radio station here, KRVS, that's right here on campus down the road, about 3 blocks from my office. If I type KRVS and press enter, we hear, this is Saturday morning, so we hear Zydeco music. Okay, and I've got a few other, the radio station I worked at in Austin, Texas, KMFA, is a classical station, so if I type... I'll do pkill MPG to kill that one, okay. So I've got 4 or 5 different streams set up. Most of the time I use ESPN radio, but I do like other things, and... So I've got several different radio feeds set up as scripts. Most of them just have 4 letters, the call number, call letters for their stations that I can easily remember because I'm familiar with the stations. And so the Raspberry Pi is running headless with no keyboard or anything attached. And I've got it, I put a couple of pictures and a little photo gallery for you. And I've mounted it on the back of my bedside table. I've got a little nightstand next to my bed, and I mounted it on the back by putting the Raspberry Pi inside its little case, and then that is inside a Chinese takeout container that is stapled to the back. It's pretty low budget, but it works well, and you might be amused to look at the picture of that. So the Pi is, it's the power source plugged into the power cable goes around the back of the nightstand and into the wall, and then on the other side is the audio cable that goes out and under my pillow. So that works really, really well to play the radio. Now, in order to start the radio stream going, since there's no keyboard attached, I have to SSH into it. So I could use either my laptop or I use my phone using an app on Android called ConnectBot. And the ConnectBot is a little terminal emulator that you can use to SSH into stuff. And so I save the connection info for the Raspberry Pi as one of my presets, and it logs right in because I use a SSH key authentication. And so I can log in on my phone and type the command to start ESPN radio, and then just put my phone down and it starts playing the radio stream. Now, one other thing that I did to this, since I wanted to be able to listen to ESPN the radio, it more times than just when I was lying down in bed, instead of going directly out of the audio interface to my pillow, I put an audio splitter there. And so the splitter, one half of the splitter will go to the earbud that's going to my pillow, and the other half I have going to a little FM transmitter that I use. I used to use it plugged into my satellite radio so that I could have that broadcasting to my little portable radios that I'd carry around on my belt and listen to stuff. And so one half of the splitter goes to the pillow, the other half to a little FM transmitter by C. Crane. I've got a link to it in the show notes, so you can look at it if you want. But it's the same kind of device that a lot of fitness clubs use. But when you're on your, I don't know, ellipticals or exercise bikes or whatever, and you've got like eight TVs in front of you showing different TV channels, and they'll have little radio call numbers for you to tune in if you want to hear the audio for the TV. Well, on the back of those TVs will be a little FM transmitter that tells you what frequency and that broadcasts at whatever frequency. So mine broadcasts at a certain unused frequency locally so that I can listen on my little portable AM/FM radio to the feed. So I can walk all around my house. It goes all around my whole house, and plus a little bit out in the yard, I can hear the ESPN radio feed. Now, we do actually have a local ESPN radio affiliate here in Lafayette, Louisiana, but at least half of the time, they don't have the national feed that I like to listen to. They've got local guys talking about local sports issues, which sometimes are interesting to me, but most of the time I'd rather hear what they're talking about nationally. Is there anything else to talk about with this? I don't think so. That's pretty much it. So I hope you found it interesting that this is how I'm using my Raspberry Pi now. I'm glad to put it back to use, because for the longest time, I had three Raspberry Pis just sitting in a box, not being used for anything. And so now one of them gets used pretty much 24/7 streaming radio content. And so I think that's pretty much that. I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I will talk to you again about some other topic. This has been John Culp in Lafayette, Louisiana. Bye, y'all.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.